The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to them, "Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would long ago have repented, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. And as for you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will go down to the netherworld. Whoever listens to you listens to me. Whoever rejects you rejects me. And whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord.
It's an interesting gospel passage that we have today, and perhaps a bit jarring for us to hear the first words of the gospel, "Woe to you." But of course, we're here again somewhat mid-scene of what Jesus is doing, because immediately before this, he sent out his disciples, his 70 disciples, two by two, in order to proclaim the kingdom of God to all these towns and villages that are before him. And it's not just this lazy, kind of meandering proclamation of the gospel. Jesus has just set his face toward Jerusalem. He knows what his destination is. He knows that what awaits him in Jerusalem is a confrontation, and a confrontation that's going to be his death on the cross. And so there's some urgency about what's going on in the gospel passage, that the message that is going out before Jesus, that he's sending with his disciples, this message is not just take it or leave it. This is something that people have to respond to here and now. These are the words that bring salvation and peace, the words that are going to, if they heed the message of peace that Jesus is sending out through his disciples, they'll be able to experience that peace within themselves and be able to be a transforming force in the world that brings God's creation back into right order. But if they don't, there's disaster that's on the way. And Jesus, because he cares about the people that he's sending this message out to, he wants them to respond and repent and be changed by the words that they're hearing. And that's why he has this rather strong exhortation at the beginning. And I think it's perfect that we have, as the verse before the gospel, this line from Psalm 95, "If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts." We are here today because we've heard God's voice speak into our hearts. Each and every day we have the opportunity to hear God's voice speak into our hearts through prayer and through our study of Scripture. It's through spending time in the words of Jesus that we're able to hear more clearly his voice. And it's fitting that today we celebrate Saint Jerome, who has the great line that is very much quoted, "Ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ." It's ours to take these words that Jesus is giving to us today, even though they seem jarring, let them transform our lives and let them help us to know Jesus better. And so knowing Jesus, knowing who he is, knowing the call that he's placed on our lives, we can go forth filled with his word, filled with his power, filled with his spirit, and bring the message of peace that transforms our lives and bring it to those around us so that we can start to see God's work take effect in the world and see the world slowly but surely being transformed into the kingdom of light, of joy, of peace that Jesus came to bring for all of us.